Thanks for joining us for today's word of encouragement from the Our Daily Bread family. The devotional for today was written by Marvin Williams, and it's titled, Age is Just a Number. Youthfulness shouldn't stop anyone from achievement. It certainly didn't stop 11-year-old Michaela. Instead of putting up a lemonade stand, Michaela opened a lemonade business. Me and the Bees Lemonade started with her grandmother's recipe and eventually earned a $60,000 investment from investors on the television show Shark Tank. She also signed a contract with a major grocer to sell her lemonade at 55 of the chain stores. Michaela's drive and dreams point us back to Paul's words in Timothy chapter 4. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Timothy, though not a child like Michaela, was likely considerably younger than most in his congregation. After interning with the Apostle Paul, some thought that Timothy wasn't mature enough to lead them. Instead of telling him to prove himself by showing his credentials, Paul encouraged Timothy to demonstrate spiritual maturity by the way he used his words, lived his life, loved his parishioners, exercised his faith, and remained sexually pure. No one could discredit him as a teacher and pastor if he backed it up with a godly example. Regardless of our age, we can impact the world. We do it by setting a Christ-centered example for others as God provides what we need. May He shape our lives with the gospel. So whether we're 17 or 70, we'll be worthy to share it with others. Now let's hear the words of encouragement and challenge from today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading. It's from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 13. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless myths or old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, and to teaching. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to model what it means to be devoted to Jesus in the way we speak, exercise our faith, and love others. And no matter what our age is, may our lives reflect the wisdom you've given us so that other lives would be impacted through us. And it's in your great and glorious name that we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.